Hi, welcome to the channel English Professionally, and let's continue learning phrasal verbs. You know, we have an amazing video, really a very interesting video, 250 phrasal verbs. So if you haven't seen it yet, please have a look. Really, this video is very informative and useful. It's full of extremely useful information, so I'm sure you'll like it. And you can also watch all our playlist about phrasal verbs, so it can be very helpful too. Okay, by the way, let's talk about fill in. What does it mean, fill in? It means to complete. Fill in means complete empty spaces. Complete empty spaces. So, and there is another word for space. It's place or space. So these words are very similar. So filling complete empty spaces. For example, you have an exercise which you need to do. I'm afraid. Then there is an empty space. And so one word, spiders. So I'm afraid, and you need to choose the right preposition. So what preposition is correct? Really, what preposition is correct? Or she is interested. Then you need to choose the right preposition and music. She is interested in music. So exercise. So, you know, it can be written this way. Fill in the gaps. We call these empty spaces gaps. Or fill in the missing words. Fill in the missing words. Fill in the gaps or fill in the missing words. Really, what words are missing? And let's do it. So, I'm afraid, we know that we say afraid of something or someone. So, the right answer is I'm afraid of spiders. Yeah, absolutely correct. And she's interested in. So, She is interested in music. Okay, well done. Or it can be about, you know, some document. So fill in the document. So there are some empty spaces and you need to fill it in. Fill in the blank or fill in the document. Fill in your name and address. Fill in your name and surname. And so you can see, for example, the following name, then there is an empty space and surname. So you see surname, and you have to fill in so your name and surname. So I can do it. You know, for example, my name, Alex, and surname. My surname is Bebris. Yeah, so Alex Bebris, for example. Yeah, so very good exercise. Okay, so, and let's, you know, actually practice. Yeah, have more practice and let's develop our speaking skills. Yeah, so, have you filled in the gaps in this exercise? Have you filled in the missing words in this exercise? in this exercise? And so one possible answer, not yet, not yet, not yet. The exercise, not yet, actually, the exercise is much more difficult than I expected. The exercise is much more difficult. Yeah, the exercise is much more difficult. Exercise. Yeah. The exercise is much more difficult. Is much more difficult than I expected. Than I expected. Okay, so well done. Let's revise everything. So fill in complete empty spaces. Exercise. Fill in the gaps. Fill in the missing words. I'm afraid of spiders. She is interested in music. Fill in the document, fill in the blank, or fill in your name and surname. Name Alex, surname Beberis. So have you filled in the missing words in this exercise? Not yet. The exercise is much more difficult than I expected. Okay, thanks for watching. See you. Bye, my friends.